Robert Kramer isn't just a nominee for the Board of Regents. He's also the chair of the Family Leader, one of the most prominent fundamental Christian activist groups in Iowa and the country. But he told the committee, in this role, he would serve as a businessman from Grimes with experience in construction, which could help the Regents in guiding their universities through growth and rebuilding.
I come in with an open mind to listen about what they're doing.
But some Democratic senators worried about his past involvement in education, like Matt McCoy from Des Moines.
As a Johnson school board member, you stated for the record that you believed that the liberal agenda was out of control and that these books were part of the liberal agenda.
These books are books that Kramer, in his service on the school board, suggested removing from curriculum in ninth grade English. He says he was just responding to parents, not pursuing a crusade.
Nobody wanted to ban books. Nobody wanted to remove them from the classroom or the library or anything. Parents brought to us an issue where they were concerned about the age appropriateness of a particular book.
That book was Why the Caged Bird Sings, written by Maya Angelou. It has an uncomfortable scene that depicts the abuse of a young girl. It's also considered a classic. Kramer says at the college level, those kinds of decisions won't be an issue.
You know, at the regent level, we're not going to deal with age appropriateness because you're talking about adults.
Other Democratic senators challenged him on more adult matters, like Education Committee Chair Herman Kornbach, who represents Ames.
When the Des Moines City Council was considering including sexual orientation in their civil rights ordinance, you were opposed to that.
Kornbach referenced a 2001 article in the Des Moines Register where Kramer warned of the homosexual agenda. But Kramer says he doesn't have a personal agenda. When asked about lesbian and gay groups on campus, he says he wouldn't single them out.
I honestly have no idea what they're doing. So if they're just providing a service to, you know, homosexual students, you know, then and that's the current policy, that's fine. If they are out there trying to promote and encourage the behavior, then I don't think that's the role of the university.
Kramer says he wants to be a uniter and bring another point of view into the mix.
So yeah, I'd rather keep these social issues, you know, away from and just focus on education.
Kramer again emphasized he wanted to use his expertise in brick and mortar construction. That's something that a few senators at the hearing could get behind, but not Democrat Herman Kornbach. He says it isn't enough to be a guy who can build buildings. As part of the board, you need to build policy. And he says, quite frankly, he is concerned by Kramer's past views.
You know, over the last decade, a lot of people have, let's say, evolved in their views with regard to sexual orientation and gay rights. I was not persuaded today that he has.
Also at the meeting was Sabash Sahai, a doctor from Webster City. His nomination is also up before the committee, who will decide whether to pass their names to the full Senate. At the State House, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.